This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Remember, a charity week is running from the 8th to the 14th of September this year, and it's an opportunity for everyone to take a moment to consider leaving a gift to charity in their will, after looking after family and friends. This year's campaign celebrates the funny moments, interesting hobbies and unique quirks that we remember and cherish about our loved ones. We're joined today by Helen Smith, Head of Supporter Experience at RNIB, to learn more about the process of leaving a gift. Hi Helen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Amelia. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So what are some of the biggest misconceptions around writing a will and leaving a gift to charity that you come across?
So yeah, after sort of 20 years in this game, I've come across some common themes, I suppose. And I think one of the things is that people think that writing a will will be complicated, or it might be expensive. And, you know, I can't say it won't be. It might be complicated. It depends on your estate and how you want to split it. And it might be expensive depending on, you know, how long it takes to write that will and how long it takes to sort out. But I think the one thing that is true and which makes that a misconception is it's cheaper and safer to do it now rather than wait and not have a will at the time of your death, because that can cost a lot more and cause a lot more stress than actually getting it over and done with while you're still alive and while you have mental capacity to do it. I think the other thing is that people think that they have to be rich to leave a gift to charity. But in actual fact, you know, we get gifts of all sizes, large and small. And for a lot of people, it's the chance that they have in their lifetime to make a gift that is bigger than they would usually make. So, you know, a lot of us will put £5 in a charity tin, or maybe even write out a cheque for £50 for an appeal or whatever. But this is an opportunity for people to give a gift that reflects what that charity means to them and gives them an opportunity to have that impact. So there's a lot of these sort of ideas that people have that they think would put them off leaving a gift to charity. But in actual fact, it's quite an easy thing to do. It's becoming much more common. And it really does help us help blind and partial sighted people now and into the future. So without gifts and wills, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. It's over a third of our income. And so it makes a huge difference as to the services we're able to provide.
Yes, absolutely. And RNIB can help support people with some guides on how to write wills and other resources. So what are some of the key resources or support that you'd like people to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a guide that's available free of charge, and you can either go online and get that if you search RNIB Gifts and Wills, or you can call us on our helpline. And we provide that in different formats. So as I say, either online, you can download that as a PDF. We do also provide it in Braille, and we have an audio version of the will guide as well. And what that seeks to do is to just make you think about the things that you need to consider at the time of making a will. And there's also part of that guide which really shows why a gift in your will is so important to RNIB. So not just the how, but the actual why you might want to leave a gift and support us. And I think that that's super important for people to understand that they can be part of that charity and continue to care for that charity after the time of their death. We also run a series of supporter events. So we have them up and down the country. We're off to Brighton to the Pavilion on the 23rd of October. And then we have our evening of festive music in London on the 4th of December. We're really super excited about that one, Amelia, because we have the Get Gospel Choir singing there. Some of their music is a cappella, but some they have the backing track. So a really joyful evening. And then next February, we're off to Norwich, and next March off to Cardiff. So if you're around any of those areas and you'd like to join us for one of those events, then again, please do contact us on our helpline number or have a look online. Those days are really informal. but hopefully informative. They usually last a couple of hours, maybe 2.5 hours. We have guest speakers. You can find out about what we're up to in the area. And also, it's a chance to speak to the team, find out anything that you want to know about the charity. And we usually have a nice lunch as well. So, always pleased to see people on that day and speak to them face to face.
Absolutely. And one final thing, Helen, as this year, Remember Charity Week is about encouraging people to consider what they'd like to be remembered for and the idiosyncrasies that will stay with their family members as part of their legacy. What is something that you'd like people to remember you for?
That's a really good question. I mean, there's the generic, everybody wants to be remembered as being a good parent and a good friend and a good daughter and a good sibling. Those sort of things that we all want to be remembered for. I suppose that what I'd like to be remembered for is somebody who actually tried to make a difference. I've worked for charities for 35 years, and hopefully I shall continue to work for them for the next few years as well. And I think wherever I've been, I've helped people understand charitable work. I've really worked to raise the profile of giving a gift in your will. And over the course of my career, I've been responsible for several £100 million worth of gifts coming into charity. So I think that that's my legacy and one that I'm exceptionally proud of.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much, Helen, for helping other people learn about ways to make a contribution to charity in their wills. And thank you so much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure.